welcome to the world according to Buki and Them's podcast, y'all. Giving a shout out to Hispanic Heritage Month, which began on September the 15th and ends on October the 15th. Had to give a shout out to my Latina brothers and sisters. Welcome again. Yes, good to be back. I told y'all I was going to do a podcast twice a week because, you know, we all on our grind. That's life. Okay. So anyway, giving a big shout out to Hispanic Heritage Month, which has been going on for now a couple weeks and, you know, enjoying for me and my family, you know, we just love the culture. We've adopted Hispanic into our own family. I mean, into our bloodline. Even though we don't have any Hispanic in our blood that we know of, we got the soul of Hispanic. Put it like that. And loving every minute of it. Loving the food. Y'all got to enjoy the food, enjoy the culture, and just enjoy it. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Again, from September the 15th to October the 15th, it's celebrated nationwide as a National Hispanic Heritage Month. Giving them a big shout out because you know what? All my Latina brothers and sisters definitely deserve it. Well, traditionally, it honors the cultures and contributions of both Hispanic and Latino Americans as we celebrate heritage rooted in all Latin American countries. All of them. More than 500 years of Hispanic and Latino history and heritage can be found in national parks or shared through National Park Service programs and partners in communities across the country. Hispanic refers to a person who is from or a descendant of someone who is from a Spanish-speaking country. Latinola or Latinx refers to a person who is from or a descendant of someone who is from a country in Latin America. During this month and throughout the year, we and our partners share history. Latinola or Latinx refers to a person who is from or a descendant of someone who is from a country in Latin America. And this, you know, not only this month, but throughout the year, Hispanic history and heritage and accomplishments of Hispanic and Latino Americans of past and present are celebrated. They are totally celebrated in just the art and music and just, you know, business and just you name it, everything. And I just thought I would give a huge shout out because I hadn't said anything. And I'm, you know, that's how I roll. I celebrate everybody. Or should I say, we here at the World According to Buki and Them podcast, we celebrate all cultures. Nobody is exempt. We celebrate each and everyone in a positive, positive, positive light and the cultures. Because that's what makes America so, that's what makes America, America. All the different, you know, cultures and everything. But it's all about the Hispanic Heritage Month. And get out there and go enjoy some Hispanic art, some Hispanic theater, you know, some movies, definitely the music. And don't forget the delicious, 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 delicious food that they have to offer, that they are so wonderfully blessing the world with. Back in a moment, y'all. Don't go nowhere with the World According to Buki and Them podcast. Get your Hispanic Heritage Month on.
Jake from State Farm. I really want that personal price plan, so I'll admit it. I'm a bath bomb guy.
Dude, you do not need to get that personal. The State Farm Personal Price Plan simply helps you create an affordable price just for you.
For real?
Who's ready for their jazz bath? No?
Who is that guy?
Jazz Beth?
Call or click to get a quote today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for coming back, everybody. I really appreciate it. I know a lot of us ladies, as well as let's just put it like this. Some of everybody, you know, is pretty much watches the Housewives franchise. And the latest, if you're keeping up with it, the Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's a trip. Okay, I'm gonna start with this. Okay, apparently it was a big beef about Kathy Hilton was in a club and when they were on a girls' trip in Colorado, and she had a psychotic meltdown and all of this different kind of stuff, and you know, this is just personal opinion from what I saw of it, because I do watch it, yeah. You know, my personal opinion of what happened is, it's, who cares? Who cares? Oh, that Lisa Rinna was talking to Kyle. Oh, she said all of these terrible, terrible things. And because Kathy had came over her sister's house and Lisa Rinna was there, I guess, to apologize. She apologized to her sister, Kyle. And, Lisa was there and she was like, I really think that you need to get some help and you need to get some. And I'm just listening to that because I saw it. If y'all see it, I saw it from start to finish. So I'm sitting up there thinking to myself, like, why are they making a big deal out of her having a meltdown? When she first got to Aspen, she was like, I'm tired. I'm going on a little bit of sleep. And, you know, I'm here, you know, to support my sister and her trip. She said that when she walked in there from the giddy up. She was already tired. They staying up. I mean, think about when you traveling with your friends and family. Or when you even go to visit your family. You getting everything together. Or you, you know, with Kathy's busy schedule. You don't know if she had to go to different charities. Or what was traveling. Or what was going on with her. She was tired. And that happens to the best of us. You know, you could be, you know, working and doing your what you need to do around the house and everything you need to do. And you going on little sleep. And then, you know, you arrive to the trip tired. I know I have. And I'm sure there are millions of other people I'm keeping it real, that have also. And she said that apparently Kathy had went off and she was saying this, all of these different kind of things and bad things about her sister and this and that and this and that and this and that. But at the end of the day, even if she did, that's her, you know, people, I'm just going to keep it real. Those of us who are not, you know, multi-millionaires, I mean, and I'm sure at a time or two, somebody in the family done went off. Or everybody that went out to a party or to a club or to a bar or something like that. And one person is tired and they like, you know, they already ain't had no sleep, and frustrated. They tired and cranky and, you know, ready to go. And, you know, one thing lead to another. So, I mean, it is what it is. Whatever the trigger was, she said with the people, she was upset. She was tired, going on little sleep. People say things that sometimes when people are tired and going through all of that stuff and exhausted, which I'm sure she was, you're going to say stuff. People get safe and people go off, or even if you're not tired, sometimes people go off and during their going off time, they may say some things that they don't mean, especially when they get to a certain time in their life that they're going through their personal summer. Quit playing, y'all know better. And you going all your hormones and stuff like that. And the next thing you know, you popping off and ready to, you know, hey, it's about to be on and popping. You go, all kind of blasphemies may come out of your mouth, but you saying things, but you don't mean them. So, I feel like it was blown out of proportion. And then to add insult to injury, maybe Miss Kathy Hilton did say some stuff or whatever, cussed everybody out and called them this and called them that, said she ain't this, she ain't that, you this and you that and this, and I'm tired of all these, and I'm gonna do this and do that and do this and that. She was tired. And she said a lot of things that she didn't mean, which she had enough, you know, she apologized for. You know, she apologized. She said, "I'm sorry, I'm offended anybody." But then Lisa was acting like, "Oh, I was so scared, I was in my room." In the meantime, when they was on that other trip, which I'm sure y'all seen that clip of her busting, throwing wine or water or whatever that was in Kathy's sister face. Did you hear me? In Kathy's sister face. Now, I don't know what your relationship is with your sisters, but I know me and my sisters is tight. Let me go to this. My sisters and I are thick as thieves. We are tight. We tighter than pantyhose, three sizes small. I don't own the rights to that. But I'm just saying, that's how we are. But I'm going to tell you something. Me and my sisters have had some knockdown, drag off. It has been ding. I mean, the war of words, throw down. I mean, what the stuff Kathy was saying compared to me and my sister was nothing. So I'm just saying, it happens. But me and my sisters, we tight. That's how we roll. That's what we do, baby. We best friends one minute. The next minute, we may fight like dogs and cats. Okay? But and say things to each other that we really don't mean. But at the end of the day, when it comes to somebody, I don't care how mad I am at my sister. We could have been almost came to blows. And again, aggression and violence is never the answer. I said almost. But really had a, going off on each other. And for those of you out there who are like, "Oh, it shouldn't even, you can't talk." Everybody different. That's what we do. That's how we roll. And we love each other and we tight. That's what we do. And that's how we do. Every family different. And that's how we roll. But I tell you this, if somebody would have threw some wine in my sister's face, I don't care if we would have had a knockdown, drag out. We could be not speaking to each other, which never happens. We speaking to each other within 2-3 hours. That's how we roll. But even if we got into it and we hadn't spoke to each other in a while and we all having a beef or whatever, and my sister called me or sent me a text and said, "Such and such threw wine in my face." It's like, what? It's who said, I'm on my way. All that bickering go aside. Now me and my sisters, we can argue and all that stuff that we do from time to time. But the moment somebody try to come at one of us, I don't care. It's on. Forget what we beefing about. Whoever the outsider is, it's on. It's on. That's just all it is. It's on. And I just feel like I feel like I had to share that because I felt like people weren't keeping it real on there. Like, "Oh, she need help. I was so afraid." Meanwhile, you threw wine in her sister face, breaking the wine glass. I mean, threw it and glass going everywhere. Threatened talking to her like, "You don't say nothing about my husband." Like she was giving, they pulling her back and stuff like that. Which y'all know wouldn't happen with no blind girl. No, I ain't trying to get the race card in. I'm just saying. That ain't how we roll. It'd be a different. Let's see. Let's get back on the subject. But I'm just saying. You know, I'm just keeping it real. When you at work, you're a professional. You speak professionally. I'm saying this for me. Because this is not my professional. There's two sides to me. This the bookie at home and chilling and living her home life and her life outside of her job. At her job, she is very professional to the highest standard. That's what it is. I'm professional all the way. All the way. I'm talking about when you at home and you with your family and stuff. Now somebody and I'm at work come pop off or something like that. No, we ain't finna do that. We gonna handle it, which it never happens, but you know what I mean. I'm just keeping it real. Home is home and work is work. And for all of you multi-million dollar professionals out there who are listening to me, which I hope are, because I wouldn't mind getting a sponsor when you get through. Anyway, that are listening to me, you know what I mean. You have a, maybe you don't, but most people have a different side. You see the working professional, then there's a human, I'm the real, you know, life type of person. But like I said, work is work and home is home. But I'm just saying, I just felt like, in a nutshell, I know that was a little TMI. In a nutshell, I feel like, you know, it was blown out of proportion. And I felt so sorry for Kathy because at the end of the day, sometimes that happened. We've all had a relative to do that, at, you know, tired, go off. Or maybe you with some friends and two friends get into it going back and forth or whatever. And one, and again, you know, one saying a lot of stuff and this, and then the next day they feel terrible about the things that they said. It was just out of emotion. And so I just felt like they was giving her too hard of a time, trying to leak to the press or leaking to the press that she had a nervous breakdown. I wish they would stop saying that she had a breakdown. She didn't have no breakdown. She didn't have no breakdown. She was tired. And at the end, and that was that. And she went off. And she was on a trip, tired, and went off. That's all it is. Oh, she just went. No. She was tired. Something or somebody rubbed her the wrong way. And that was that. That was that. Plus, we don't know all of the whole story. We weren't there. So at the end of the day, you know, I just feel like it was blown out of proportion. And they didn't have to bring that. That didn't even need to be brought up. Some stuff don't even need to be, that shouldn't have even been brought up. So, you know, I just feel like that. I really do. I feel like that. I feel like Kathy Hilton need to know that, you know, I would say at least I'm on a percent wide. I would go as far as to say at least 70% of the population that have went off like that or have been around somebody to go off like that and didn't take it all personal and stuff like that. But when you're dealing with, you know, a certain people take stuff the wrong way. Now, if Kathy was out with a bunch of women of color, and she went off like that, it wouldn't have nothing been said. Okay, she tired, let's go. You know, but everybody's different. And then some groups is like, and we would have calmed the situation by saying, girl, you tripping, come on, let's go. Let's go get something to eat, let's go home. You know, and we'd have left. And by the time we got home, everything would have been okay. And even if it wasn't, you know, she would have, okay, she's still salty. Everybody would have went their own ways. Some people would have stayed up, you know, still, you know, celebrating, enjoying the girls' trip. You know, and we would have let her have her time to herself. By the next day, she probably feels bad and sorry. And with the platform that she has, she probably was really freaking out. Like, oh my gosh, this is going, you know, thinking about that, but I just, you know, by some miracle, if she ever listened to me, don't even worry. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. You are all right. Trust and believe you are all right. Back in a moment with the World According to Bookie and Them podcast, because it happens. Back in a moment.
Yes. Hon, the weather tech's here.
WeatherTech is the ultimate protection for your vehicle. Laser-measured floor liners, no-drill mud flaps, cargo liner, bump step, seat protector, and cup phone.
What about my car?
WeatherTech.
Welcome back. Check this out, everybody. Undaunted by DeSantis, immigrant workers are heading to Florida to help with hurricane cleanup. You know, the ones that he was sent shipping around, didn't want them in Florida. Anyway, just weeks after Ron DeSantis made a very public display of his efforts to keep migrants from coming to Florida, Hurricane Ian's destruction is drawing a growing number of immigrants to the Republican governor's state. They're arriving from New York, from Louisiana, from Houston, and Dallas, says Saket Soni, executive director of the nonprofit Resilience Force, which advocates for thousands of disaster response workers. The group is made up largely of immigrants, many of whom are undocumented, Soni says. Much like immigrant workers who follow harvest seasons and travel from farm to farm, Soni says these workers crisscross the U.S. to help clean up and rebuild when disaster strikes. To describe their work, he likes to use a metaphor he says a Mexican roofer once shared with him. What you have now is basically immigrants who are sort of traveling white blood cells of America, who congregate after hurricanes to heal a place and then move on to heal the next place, Soni says. Already, Soni says his team has been in the Fort Myers area with hundreds of immigrant workers, about half of whom came from out of state, and he says more will arrive in the coming weeks. Thank you so much for all of your service to all of the immigrant workers. God bless you. Now on to some not so good news, and that's the Merced kidnapping that's been all over the news. All four bodies have been found, including an 8-month-old. So thoughts and prayers go out to the family and the community that is, you know, dealing with that senseless act. Speaking of which, Thailand massacre, ex-cop kills 24 children in knife and gun rampage. In Klang, Thailand, a former policeman killed 34 people, including 23 children, during a knife and gun rampage at a daycare in central northeast Thailand on today, police said, before later shooting dead his wife and child at home and turning his weapon on himself. Going to send out many prayers, and then more prayers and thoughts to all who were affected by this senseless act. Back in a moment with the World According to Buki and Them podcast.
Allergies just try to stop us being the greatest versions of ourselves. Allegra lasts up to 6 times longer than Benadryl, so trees, you won't take us down.
Allegra starts working 2 times faster than Claritin, so dust, you won't wipe us out.
And unlike Zyrtec, Allegra won't make us drowsy. So fur, you won't phase us. When allergies attack, take Allegra before your symptoms take over you. Live
your greatness.
The World According to Buki and Them podcast will be right back. Stay with me and come on back. Thanks for coming back, everyone. Boy struggling at school is now a math genius after his mom taught him to use an abacus, which may help today's children. A British woman of Indian heritage thought a bit of ancient instruction might help her son tackle a modern problem. Growing up in India, a Dr. Rashami Mantri used an abacus to help her visually comprehend mathematics. After noticing her son Drew was struggling with math, she started employing that same ancient tool to help him after school. In just 6 days, he started to show progress with the abacus and would go on to become a regular whiz kid with numbers, with even his classmates' parents reaching out for help. Drew has now landed an apprenticeship at international beverage firm Diego and said he reckons his teacher would be shocked by the career choice, considering his difficulties with math. Drew was in 5th grade when I started to notice he was struggling with simple arithmetic, said Drew's mom, Dr. Mantri. I would ask him something like 35 minus 13, and he couldn't do it. I never thought I would teach him using an abacus, but it was something I used as a child in India, and it was always helpful. Within 6 days, I started to know a difference and see results. So dramatic was the turnaround that the school staff asked him to perform with the abacus at an assembly where some parents even came to ask for advice on using it for their kids. Way to go, Dr. Mondry and Drew. Back in a moment with the World According to Bookie and Them podcast.
Well, we made it through another Halloween without getting eaten. And this year was a close one.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Ooh, you feel that chill?
I don't feel anything. This can't be good.
Hey, that's going to do it for the World According to Bookie and Them podcast. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. The World According to Bookie and Them does not own any other rights, any other music, any other commercials, or some of the sayings, y'all. Make it a great afternoon. Peace.
Vas a pedir que sea tu amigo. Ahora no me vengas a buscar porque te dije que no quiero nada contigo. Mala mía, pero.